So our next to last topic is multi-jurisdictional considerations, understanding the laws across state lines. And, you know, I'll just give you just a little bit of my perspective on all of this. You can kind of all remember that during the Obama administration, there was so much kind of employment regulation that was being proposed. And all of us as employers, particularly employment lawyers, were kind of sitting there holding our breath going, oh, my God, how are we going to respond to all of this? And then the Trump administration came in, and the Trump administration basically put the kibosh on all of it almost overnight. And I think everybody kind of breathed a collective sigh of relief. But because nature abhors a vacuum, a lot of the states said, well, hang on a minute. Just because that's gone doesn't mean we're stopping. And so then you had all of the states come in with their own laws. And so now it makes your job, if you're a multi-state employer, even harder. So with that, let me introduce our two great speakers today, both of whom I know well and both of whom are very highly regarded. We have Karen Fitzgerald from Dallas. Karen is really represents individuals in disputes with their employers, so she's more on the employee side. She's been practicing law since 1989, board certified in labor and employment by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. She's been named a super lawyer in Texas Monthly's Super Lawyer Edition every year since 2005. She's been named to the best lawyers in Dallas in labor and employment law, recognized as the best lawyer in employment, individual and litigation, labor and employment, and the best lawyers in America from 2018 through 2023. And in the 2023 Super Lawyer Employment Litigation on the plaintiff's side, she's also been named as a D Best Lawyer by D Magazine. She also serves as a valued neutral arbitrator and a neutral on the American Arbitration Association's employment law panel, which makes, I think, is a very valuable aspect because I think that really gives you a different perspective. And to my immediate left is my good friend, Shafika Giorantani. And Shafika is a shareholder in our firm's Austin office and a member of our governing board of directors. And she represents employers in state and federal court before administrative agencies, regulatory agencies such as the EEOC, the Texas Workforce Commission, the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs. She's been recognized locally and nationally as a skilled advocate. She was named by Law 360 as a 2016 Rising Star and one of only seven employment lawyers in the country to receive such a distinction. She's been named repeatedly as a super lawyer, Texas Rising Star, and featured in Bloomberg BNA for her commitment to her clients. She specializes in advising clients on whistleblower employment areas, particularly under the False Claims Act and in performing investigations. She co-founded Ogletree Dequan's Equity and Inclusion Practice Group and assists clients in climate investigation, statistical analysis surrounding diversity metrics, and creating and executing strategic diversity plans. She is a tremendous lawyer and a wonderful human being and one of my very favorite people. So please join me in welcoming them both.
Well, thank you, Gary. Thanks so much to all of you. I agree with Gary's description, I think, on this topic of multi-state considerations and compliance when it comes to employment law, because in the not-so-distant past, it was true that really as employers, what you had to keep track of was mostly federal law and federal law that had been around for a long time, and quite a bit of state law was like unto it. But now we're really seeing quite a bit of deviation when it comes to state law, making this a minefield with lots of complex issues that we'll be walking through today. As Gary mentioned, I am pleased to also be up here with Karen Fitzgerald. Karen and I have done many point-counterpoint presentations, being on opposite sides of the docket often. But I think what is amazing about what Karen brings to this discussion and others is she's the person that your employees are talking to when there is not compliance or when there are not things followed in the workplace. And so she brings that perspective of how to get them to not call her.
Yes. So today I'm going to be trying to offer just some practical pointers on how to make sure you don't get phone calls and letters from me.
So, perfect. So we'll start with, I think, just kind of highlighting the importance of this issue. So our firm every year conducts a survey where it asks human resources professionals, in-house lawyers, what are the top issues that are concern for you as an employer? And this year, number three, as it turns out, was multi-jurisdictional compliance and really trying to understand how do we comply with this patchwork of different areas.